From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading Mardi Gras Massacre, Book 5 in the Penetrator series by Chet Cunningham. We'll begin with the prologue. Who is the Penetrator? That was a question bugging law enforcement officers all across the nation. The Las Vegas police wanted to know, so did the Attorney General of Nevada. In Washington, D.C., the Metropolitan Police had a long list of questions to ask that shadowy figure who had blitzed his way into town and ripped open the most bizarre and convoluted plot since the assassination of Lincoln. And the Maryland Police had a hold for questioning order out to all agencies. The New York Police Department thought the Penetrator was dead. But there is no statute of limitations on murder, and the case's pending file held several accounts of first-degree homicide open for him, just in case. After all, NYPD couldn't let the public believe it condoned the actions of this unknown avenger. They could allow no one to invade their province of crime-fighting. That way lay anarchy. Since the first appearance of the blue flint arrowheads half a year ago in Las Vegas, the press had capitalized on the emblem, endowing the Penetrator with a Robin Hood mystique. In an age of domestic political corruption, international unrest, Middle Eastern wars, and growing crime in the streets, a weary people, sadly lacking in heroes, had elevated this unknown nemesis of crime to their pantheon of the mighty. As surely as the little man secretly cheered the Penetrator's exploits, those who had tasted his vengeance came unhinged at the mention of his name.